You're listening to Executive Matters on Africa Business Radio. I'm Bimbola Awuyele. This podcast features a certified public accountant whose background involves a role that's provided leadership which increased the productivity and efficiency of Iraq. Mr. Khaled El-Dokani is currently the country CEO of Lafarge Africa PLC. He began his career in Oman as an audit manager in 1992 after graduating from the University of Alexandria, Egypt, 3 years earlier. His roles include country general manager of Lafarge Qatar, where he is responsible for cement, RMX and aggregate operations.
How do you motivate yourself?
One of the big elements of motivating myself is to be surrounded by a strong team.
Okay.
This is one of the things on the business level here. Being surrounded by a strong, competent team is a very good motivational tool for me.
Fantastic. So your team motivates you.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Then how do you relax as a top executive? We understand that you're very busy and there's a lot of things to do on a daily basis. How do you relax in the midst of your busy days?
Two things. First of all, a good book. That's one of the main things. The second part is to really spare some time to switch off the phone and really isolate a little bit from being connected with the outside world. Spend more time with the family, and a good book is. These are the two things that really makes me really relax.
A good book always does the magic, huh?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. If you are to change one thing in the industry you are currently, what would that be?
Probably, I would go for more digital and automation in our industry. Our industry has been quite technologically static for a long period of time, and going digital or introducing more digital platforms in the way we do business, whether from on an industrial platform or on the commercial side, is one of the things that I would really seek to change.
What do you think is responsible for that, the slowness in adoption of technology in your industry? What do you think is responsible? Is it the people, the fear of, you know, like the common story, job losses and all of that? What do you think is the problem?
You're 100% right. I mean, it's a mix of all of this. We've been known for so many years since the industry started by being a people-intensive industry. Part of the contribution as well of these industries is serving the surrounding communities and the stakeholders. So I believe the more and more we move towards digital, there is always this concern about what impact we might have about the level of jobs, the employment opportunities that we create, and so on. However, I strongly believe that this is more of a paradigm, because with the right level of technology and digital, we are still equipped to create much better jobs, while in the same time we are serving our environment and our stakeholders. So I think it's more of a paradigm shift that we require, that we don't fall under the old legacies and be more open-minded towards exploring new advanced technologies in our industry, while we are still capable of introducing more jobs and opportunities, even in a non-common way or non-classical way, as we are used to.
Fantastic. All right. Looking at Africa, the current state of Africa as a continent, in terms of the opportunities and the challenges across the continent and the potentials of the continent, what do you think about the current state of the continent?
I have a strong belief. I'm African myself.
Yes.
I'm part of the culture of Africa in general. We are one of the most rich continents in the world in terms of natural resources and people resources, talents and competences. Africa is and will remain a center of focus when it comes to developing business, creating opportunities. And I strongly believe there is a significant positive future for Africa in the coming years.
Thank you for that. We share your sentiment. All right. So who are your role models as a person?
Many role models. I mean, Every day you are always meeting somebody who can inspire you.
Hmm.
And I believe nobody's perfect. So I don't have a one role model that I believe that encompasses all the good things on the planet. I believe that each one of us has something that we learn from and we exchange from and get inspired from.
Hmm.
So possibly in the plant, on the shop floor, you can see somebody who's doing a job in a way of passionate and dedication that you are really inspired with. And in this particular element, you take him or her as your role model. I'm not a great believer of the iconic role models, to be honest. I believe we have many role models on the floor shop that can drive our aspirations more than the classical iconic role models. So this is how I see role models. I take my role model from the real life and from the people that I deal with and exchange every day.
I see. But what would you like to be remembered for?
Building a strong, resilient team. This is one thing that I always look for. And I've been in this industry for almost 20 years now. The real thing that I'm always proud of is when I move from one country to the other, I always believe that I've left a strong, resilient, competent team behind me to take the business forward and not necessarily depending or counting on one person rather than a strong team in place.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, looking at the current landscape with regards to the current global pandemic, the COVID-19, what are some of the lessons that you've taken away from the pandemic?
The one thing that really stands out for me is how we are, as human beings, how do we have this level of flexibility and adaptation to face challenges and cope with it and overcome it? Sometimes when you talk about challenges before it happens, you will find a lot of obstacles in the way we think. But living the challenge, it's very much amazing how we see as individuals, as corporates, as governments, how can we adapt and cope with the new challenges we face? We overcome it, we put solutions for it, and it's always a winning game to play and enjoy. So definitely the COVID-19 pandemic is something very tragic that we don't really believe that this should be our pattern of life. However, on the positive side, I strongly believe in the human nature capability to overcome and challenge these type of things and make life even much better afterwards.
Fantastic. And finally, what are your advice to younger CEOs and younger entrepreneurs?
Always have an objective. Always have a goal. So we are not sidetracked. Life is too busy. We have so many things surrounding us, the good things and the bad things. It's very important for the young people to have objectives so they don't lose the needle with a lot of distractions that could possibly be happening around them. The more you have an objective, a concrete one, and you're driving towards your objective, there is always this level of confidence that you have a goal to seek. And then once you achieve it, you create another goal, another objective, and drive to it. Without a clear objective, we can be easily sidetracked because of everything happening around us. So having clear objectives, and it doesn't mean here that it has to be great goals, great objectives, or something which is phenomenal. No, simple objectives also makes a lot of sense that gives you the right level of direction that you are on the right track.
Thank you so much, Mr. Khalid. It's been great chatting to you. We're inspired by your stories and your outlook on Africa. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Have a fantastic day.
You too.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Until our next conversation with yet another industry captain, this has been Executive Matters on Africa Business Radio.